For Nicholas Leone, growing in his knowledge of God's Word gave him a whole new perspective on many things, including money. Today on Making Your Life Count, listen as Nicholas shares what he has discovered.
I really began to see the Bible in a different way. It made practical sense for my life and work. It's something called the investment process, and that's what Jesus reveals in Matthew. It's asset allocation, diversification, and weighting. And Matthew, of course, was a tax collector, so he knew about numbers and finance, and Jesus, of course, knew that as well. The parable of the mines is much different. It's about diversifying your small amounts of money into 10 different investments. So that's more of a venture capital model. Even Solomon in Ecclesiastes 11 refers to diversifying his investments, casting your bread upon the water. And Solomon had so many business ventures. So the Bible took on a whole new meaning for me and began to speak to my life at work.
But even with all the uncertainty of life, Nicholas says you can trust God and his sovereignty.
God is sovereign. The economy does reflect his design, and he's in control. And so I'd say a few things. The first is to recognize that men and women were created to work and protect the earth. That's Genesis 2:15. And so that never changes. So that should give us encouragement and hope in our work. And of course, we're God's workmanship, and we should be about his business. So that's the first thing, regardless of what the economy is doing. The second thing is really fascinating, is that in the Old Testament, in the Torah, in Leviticus chapter 25, God describes that we should work for 6 years and rest for one. And that's part of God's design for an agrarian society, but maybe even a market economy.
There are so many principles you can glean from the Bible as you grow in your faith. Why not explore the many Bible reading plans that are available at MakingYourLifeCount.com?